Nobody really knows that there's a quarry back here unless you lived in this area. It's kind of a hidden gem.
Jim Seepman is leading me along a crumbled asphalt road. It was the main route in and out of the old quarry. Its days as a sand and gravel pit ended in the late 1970s. Dense foliage now conceals the property, while groundwater seepage and rainfall have created a lake.
Multiple developers have tried to develop this site over the years, and the city has basically said, if you're going to develop this site, you have to create a safe place in the quarry area and do the restoration that's needed there for you to go forward.
His firm, Seepman Realty, and Earth Mover Super Excavators agree to the city's terms and hope to buy the quarry from its current owner. Super Excavators would then truck in fill from the Zoo Interchange rebuild, a process that would take years. When crews finish filling the quarry and stabilizing the bluffs, Seepman would build more than 100 multifamily residential units on the north end. The city would buy the rest and create public green spaces. Thousands of Brookfield residents have signed a petition against the plan. Organizers of BRAD, Brookfield Residents Against the Dump, met recently at a restaurant.
How successful are we being?
We are being successful.
That's
good. Are over 3,000 signatures.
Mark Riegel is spokesman for BRAD. Last week, it submitted 3,700 signatures to the Brookfield Clerk's Office. Riegel says their plan would bar the city from developing a park on land created with fill. His family owns apartments adjacent to the quarry and, like other neighbors, does not want to endure 5 years of trucks hauling in dirt.
We figure about 200 trucks a day. Truck coming in and truck coming out would be one truck every 2 minutes on Brillet Road. It's the safety number one, and it's just the noise, the pollution that comes along with all the trucking.
Brookfield Mayor Steve Pato says he is mindful of petitioners' concerns. Yet he says what complicates the issue is a law the legislature tucked into the last state budget. It stipulates that if a landowner wants to accept clean fill from state transportation projects, local government cannot regulate the hauling or dumping. So, according to Pato, if Brookfield scraps the existing plan for the quarry, someone else could buy it and not cooperate with the city.
And then there would be no really control over the amount of fill, no control over the time period. A lot of the safeguards that we've been able to negotiate would go by the board. And it may never become a park if that happened.
One person the state law caught by surprise is Brookfield Assemblyman Dale Kuyenga. He says he was unaware of the statute and even the quarry when he voted in favor of the state budget. Kuyenga recently introduced a bill to modify the laws so Brookfield could regulate activity at the quarry.
The statute should be revised, saying that if you have a project like this that has more than 500 people within a one-mile radius of that pit, then that statute doesn't apply and it completely reverses the local controls.
Kuyenga admits, though, it will be hard to garner legislative support for a bill affecting only one district. Jim Seepman says it is unlikely his firm would go forward with residential development without municipal support. Mayor Pato says he will urge the city council to kill the proposed development in its current form. Then he hopes to facilitate a meeting of all interested parties. Bob Bach, 89.7 WUWM.